Dr. Patricia Bortleson teaches Political Science 440 at St. Cloud State University and each year leads her students through a real-world disaster simulation that could happen here on the St. Cloud campus.
Every year we've picked a different disaster based on what's going on in the world as well as what the students think is of interest. Now, this is the first time that we have changed it to a health policy course. So now it is a international or global health crisis course. So this year we picked measles, and we picked measles because it is the number one growing health problem in the United States, and that's because of lack of immunizations and the increase in mobility. So we thought that we could do something that could happen at St. Cloud State with all our international travel, a lot of international students who have sketchy immunization records, that type of thing.
Amy Schmiesing, a junior at St. Cloud State, took Dr. Bortleson's class this summer. She was named the incident commander of the measles outbreak event and talks about what went on during the day, why the event was important, and her personal experience.
We had volunteers come in as measles patients. They were given basically a role, and they played that and were sent to different areas of our simulation just so students could experience what it would be like to play the roles outlined by FEMA and their system that they set up. FEMA actually sets up this incident command system, and they found that not being prepared for a disaster is the biggest detriment to any situation, because if groups aren't communicating in a predictable way, everything just kind of falls apart. So they wanted to set up this nationwide system so that no matter where you are, everyone understands what an incident commander is. Everyone understands what the planning person does and the logistics person would do. My experience as a student in this particular kind of class, where you are doing experiential learning, it's very different from a traditional classroom style of learning, where you're a lot of times it's just sitting and listening to lectures, which is great. But for a student to actually physically go through the experience and have to think on their feet and understand all the different dynamics that go into a situation like this and be able to problem solve is not something that can be replicated just by hearing someone else talk about it.
Director of SCSU Health Services Corey Beckerman spoke at the event. With her experience in the healthcare industry, she knows the importance of being prepared for a disease outbreak such as measles.
Years back, we found out that people with just one dose of measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine were not protected adequately for life. This was back in the late 80s, early 90s. There were outbreaks on college campuses, and that's why we have the Minnesota State Immunization Law, that we want to make sure that students have at least one dose, hopefully two. That's the recommendation. So we actually monitor that on campus for our students, and we're always watching for things that are happening within the world. We get updates from Stearns County Health Alert Network of things that are happening within the country, within the world. So when we're sending students abroad, we're aware of what's happening. So we keep an eye on that all the time. This is real world things. We plan for these emergencies before they happen. So if this would happen on campus, these students know they're doing what we're doing at Health Services.
For KVSC News, I'm Karina Borash.